And we are live. Okay. So we are going to talk a little bit about mindset. So first, I'm going to ask you, what is your opinion about mindset? What do you think it is? And how mindset can shape you into the power of positive thinking? Okay. This should be positive. Okay, so what is your opinion about mindset and how can mindset change you into positive thinking? Okay, Bruce, what would you say?
First of all, I was just about to put into ChatGPT to find out what its
Oh, wow. You don't have to do that. I will help you.
No, I'm going to do it afterwards because it might be interesting to find out what
Yes.
its mindset is. But I've never been into any of these particular courses. But it
Yeah.
seems to me that it's about trying to be in the moment.
Yes.
And I think the key dimension that I find particularly valuable is relating to nature.
Yes.
I think if I wanted to go back nostalgically, I was born and brought up on an island, which the mayor knows all about. And I used to spend some of my time sitting on the rocks just watching the sea. And I think that if you think about, I think the benefits that people have when they have a very close relationship with the sea, like sailors in particular, and the intensity of the moment and the power of nature combined is very, I suppose, positively enriching.
Yes.
So that's really where I would begin and end in it. Stop
Okay.
me rambling on anymore.
Okay. I'll do some questions too. Now, Frank, what do you think? What is mindset?
It's an easy question to ask. And until the weekend, I thought a relatively easy question to answer. You know this story because I told it to you on Tuesday.
Yes.
And I would divide mindset into two categories. I would divide it into a mental state, but also a physical state. And the reason I will do this is because so I'm part of an association. I'm on the committee of an association or a club. In France, we call them associations. And we had a committee meeting here in this house on Saturday. And I reacted quite heavily to this meeting, and the reaction was that I didn't actually know where to put myself. It was about 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning,
Why?
and I did not know what to do with myself. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't move, or I wanted to move, but that wasn't right. I eventually ended up sitting on the couch and I drank 1.25 liters of sparkling water in the hour. That was the only way I could deal with this.
Wow.
And when I came out and in this process, I had a it started a couple of hours earlier, but it really got confirmed in this state. That for me in my life at this stage, the most important thing in my life is running this breeder community and building it to, and I said, to no limits. Until that point, Janita and I had sort of said, this is where far we want to go. I don't want to take it further. That flew out the window. And then the next day, or during this sort of aftermath, I actually researched what this whole thing was about, and it's called a liminal process or liminal effect. And that's when your body adjusts and your nervous system adjusts to a state of mind and you make a decision. Now, this is actually quite a common occurrence, and it happens in moments when you make major decisions. It's when people make a decision to stay together, when a relationship becomes very concrete and they commit themselves to each other. It's when you make major decisions and you when you buy a house or spend a lot of money or, you know, breakthrough moments. It's not only that your brain adjusts to it, it's also actually that your body adjusts to it. And and the interesting thing is that since this experience, my energy level concerning Breda has increased. My clarity on where I want to go with this, or where I want Janita and I to go with this, has increased. I've become more decisive. I've become more, to a certain degree, aggressive. Still in a nice, comfortable, you know, the human fashion.
In a nice way, aggressive in a nice way.
Yeah, but I am much
more assertive, I think they call it.
Sorry?
I think they call it assertive. That's a political way.
That's
the
better
the polite
word.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. But certainly I know exactly where I am and what I want to achieve now. Yeah. And there's the documentation, there's a lot of paperwork that we had done, or I had done in the months before, but it didn't feel as committing as it does now. Yeah.
Yes.
So mindset is physical as well as mental. And it's when these two actually marry and merge and become one, that's when I think the success becomes more achievable. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, here's Rosie. Brilliant.
We have to dance.
We have to dance. Okay.
Just waving my hands.
Come on, Rosie.
SpongeBob's moves.
Well, she has to see this.
Morning.
Okay.
And this place that I am going now, it's because the traffic jam. I left my home at 6 a.m. And by the way, I will get there 7:20. So almost 1.5 hours. Because the traffic jam, and I will study there. The training starts 8 o'clock until 5 p.m.
Oh, wow, that's a long day.
Yes, today and tomorrow, 2 days studying about a lot of things about my job, and then next week I will study today and tomorrow, 8 and 5 p.m. And then what I will learn today and tomorrow, I need to tell to my coordinators and my teachers. Yeah, I don't know if I explain you, if you understand me.
Yes.
Yes, and will be a long day. I will receive a lot of information about what we need to do. Thanks God, today I'm not going alone. No, I'm alone right now. And my friend, because she lives far from my home and our job, she is going by train and by bus. And thanks God, today and tomorrow we will study together. Not because last year when I come here to study and then to reply to my coordinates and my teachers, I came alone, and a lot of information only to one person. And then they, okay, two persons. So me and Glorieta, my team friend, we study together, and then we need to pass to our coordinators and our teachers. Mm. I don't know if I can explain you, but I think you understand me.
We do. The clock is also ticking. So.
Yes. So sorry. Okay. Sorry because I.
No, it's okay.
I talk.
That's okay. Great. So, mindset is the way that we think about ourselves, the way that we think about our abilities and our skills, and also the way that we see the world. So our choices and our actions, our health and happiness can be affected by mindset. And there's one example that I'm going to use. When men have flu, they turn into babies. But that is also a mindset thing. I saw a video where the mom had flu and she was still cooking, she was still cleaning, she was still taking the kids to school, she was still doing everything that she should. And then the husband had flu, but he was on the couch, man down. And I personally think that comes down to mindset. Because your mind is much stronger than you think. So there's two different types of mindset, a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. So your fixed mindset is something that you don't want to change. So if you say, I am bad at math, you will always be bad at math. But the growth mindset, if you say that I can do this, I can win math, I can be great at math, I can do this, then you put in the effort and you learn and you practice and it becomes easier. So you can change. So our decisions are made through mindset. Our confidence comes from mindset. Our resilience comes from mindset. And whether you have a positive mindset or a negative mindset, that can also affect your day. Okay, so the mindset, a positive mindset can provide more motivation, creativity, or persistence. And the negative mindset can create fear and self-doubt, and you can give up easily, or you will give up more easily. So there's a book that was written, it's called The Secret. And this book teaches you how to change your mind into a positive mindset. So some of these things I've tried. One, for example, if I think to myself, I'm going to go to the supermarket and there's probably going to be no parking. I will struggle to find a parking. But if I go to the supermarket and I keep telling myself, I'm going to find a parking at the front door, chances are I'll find a parking at the front door. And I've seen this with my dad as well. He has a very negative mindset, or he used to have a very negative mindset. And when he would take us to a restaurant, he would say, oh, the food's going to be cold. They won't have any ice cream. This will go wrong. That will go wrong. And those things will happen. So I had a friend. She was a bit older than I am. And she always said that if you are a negative person, you pull negative things towards you. If you are a positive person, you will pull the positive things towards you. And I started focusing on that, to be more positive and to think more positive, and more positive things started to happen. And I still feel strongly about it. Okay, so there's ways that we can practice this in our daily lives, through affirmations to say that I'm capable of this, I'm confident, I can do this. to show gratitude, to be thankful for different things, to visualize your success, to imagine what you want to accomplish, and then also making mindful choices. So making choices without negativity, but focus more on the positive things. And that brings me to the first question. How does the way you think about yourself affect what you try or avoid in life? How does the way you think about yourself affect what you try or avoid in life? Bruce, what do you think?
I don't know the answer.
Wow.
I don't know the answer. I agree with what you were saying before, up to a point.
Okay.
It sounds as though it was almost overlapping with being psychic, in the sense of being able to see things into the future over which you don't have any control now.
Yes.
But you can imagine them.
Yes.
And if you're really good at that, I'll send you my football pools coupons for next week and you can fill them in for me.
That's a foregone conclusion. It's always Liverpool.
Interestingly enough, I've just played around recently with trying to get ChatGPT to forecast the football results. And it hasn't... it's got... a little way, and it's of course very good at explaining why it was wrong afterwards.
Mm.
But I quite agree that having a positive mindset is incredibly valuable, and it can be infectious.
Yes,
and I think that. One of these days, we might define negative mindsets as an infectious disease, and you might have to be isolated or have treatment for it. If you... Well, unfortunately, years ago, people with obsessive negative mindsets used to be put in asylums, I think, probably.
Yes.
Although some of them might have been people who had extremely positive mindset and kept on saying, well, I'm going to fly out of this window.
That's so, a bit extreme.
You have to be practical. I'm yes. boring, but practical.
Yes.
There's plenty of ifs and buts around the overall concept.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, there's been... Let me just take a couple of... there's been quite a bit of research around the way in which optimistic or pessimistic mindsets affect the future. And the paradox of some pessimistic mindsets is that you can end up by being wrong for the right reasons.
Yes.
A few decades ago, before you were born, the world was getting obsessed with overpopulation.
Yes.
And it wrote a lot about that. Now, I'm not saying there are not plenty of other factors around that influenced it. But today, partly because of that concern, action was taken because of the pessimistic mindset at the time.
Yes.
To deal with the problem. Of course,
yes.
That doesn't always work, but it works in, I think, probably a lot of the climate change, pollution, action now is people who had what you might call a pessimistic mindset about what's going to happen if nothing happens. But that catalyzed other people to do something about it, including themselves. Anyway.
Rosie, how does the way you think about yourself affect what you try to avoid in life?
Okay, what I think I need to avoid in my life, that's it?
Yeah. Or the way that you think about yourself. If you are trying to avoid something or if you want to try something, how do you think about yourself? Like, I can do this, I can't do this.
Okay, about myself, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I will speak about, I'm not sure if I really, really, really got the meaning, but I will speak about what I understand, okay?
Yes.
For example, about mindset. I think, for example, every day when I go to bed, but every day I see not every day, but yeah, every day I practice some activities with my body, stretch and Pilates, and when I am really, really tired, and when I am not happy, but when I am nervous, when I am worried, I try to do meditation, right? But it's, for me, it's the meditation is really, really hard. But I learned it with Monja Cohen. I love her. She's very, okay. And I learned it with her that when you start, that you must pay attention in your breath. If you pay attention in your breath,
yes,
and yes, you got relax your mind, your body, and sometimes I put some calm music, calm song, and I put my hand in my belly, and I focus in my breath, and I really get to be calm and relax when I do this.
Frank, what do you think? How does the way you think about yourself affect what you try or avoid in life?
Oh, easy question. I'm going to, maybe it's the age thing. I think the question is actually oversimplified. Because I might think of myself as being positive, but if I'm in a negative environment, there is only so much positivity that you can bring up until you have to spend a lot of energy combating the negative environment.
Yes.
So I think the environment plays an important role. Also, one's physical state plays an important role. Yeah, you could be overtired, you could be physically hurt, have permanent injuries, and even if you are a positive thinking person, if you are in constant pain, if you are in constant agony, it just affects the mind, it affects your mind and the way you do things, because these are forces that are greater than you are, or one is. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think the mindset, the answer to this mindset question is not how you think of yourself, but how you get yourself out. If you are affected by these negative influences, how you get yourself back into a positive state of mind.
Yes.
And that is, for me, far, far more important, because there are many things we cannot control, but we have to deal with. And the self-preservation of this, I think most people want to be happy. Most people want to be relaxed. I don't think there are, there might be clinically, medically, medical situations where you cannot be and you don't want to be, or you have severe depression. These people exist. But do they have the inner strength to dig themselves out of the hole or the environment that they are, and how do they do it? Each person has their own remedy. That for me is, I think, the more important question in this context. Yeah, because I know what I'm talking about, you know that as well. And that's the true question for me. Yeah.
Okay, but your environment does play a role on your emotions too, whether you feel negative or positive. I agree with that. 100%.
Yeah. And then maybe the person, people will gravitate, people in a negative situation may gravitate to people who are in a positive situation, because what we're actually talking about is not mindset, but energy that comes from it. Yeah. So a person in a negative environment will look instinctively, maybe look for a positive thinking person or a positive acting yes. person, because the energy transfer from the positive to the negative is possible. But it's like a battery. The positive thinking person will be drained of this energy because the negative thinking person will suck it out of the other one.
Yes.
So how can the positive thinking person replenish the battery? Do they go to an even more positive thinking person, or do they have some inner resilience that they can recharge their batteries on their own? It's very individual. Yeah.
Yes.
But maybe it's sort of the energy flows between people that make it more stable. And so it's how people interact and what they do and what they speak and so on and so forth. Maybe that's the more interesting question. Not how do I think of myself? Well, you know, I would like to think of myself as a positive thinking person. I know that I sometimes am not.
Yes. Yeah.
So the answer is somewhere in this melange
somewhere
of,
there.
of mixtures and emotions and so on, and
yes.
humanity and gunk and glory and gook and so on, so forth.
Yes. So, to try and avoid things, I usually think about what I can do and what I can't do. I know my skills, I know my abilities, I know what I'm capable of. So if I want to try something or avoid something, I usually measure that to my skills, what I know. If I can do it, yes, great, go for it. If I know in my heart I can't, then I avoid it. So it's not that I think negatively or positively about something. If I know I can do it, I will do it. But if I know that I can't, I will avoid it. And
can I
yes?
interrupt you? Because there's actually
yes.
one very small case in point that highlights this. So about 6 months ago, you were talking about your chili plant.
Yes.
And that it was the first time that you had grown chilies on this plant.
Yes.
And what struck me was that you were immensely proud of this comparatively small achievement.
Yes.
But I thought there was a lesson in that. you managed to grow one chili plant. You did everything that you could. So you stepped out of your skill set to try this out, and it
Yes.
worked. It was only so you actually lowered your expectations.
Yes. Thinking it's not going to grow.
It's not going to grow, and this contradicts your car parking scenario. If I think there will be a parking space positively,
Yes.
then it's going to happen. You didn't expect the chili plant to survive. It did. You reaped a handful of chilies. You've kept the seeds to repeat the process in the next few weeks.
I planted them already.
You've already planted them. So
yes.
So it's all about managing expectations. It's to go forward and try something new. Say, I'm going to work this, but I'm going to achieve this. But if it works, great. If it doesn't, well, okay, at least I tried. Yeah. And that
Yes.
chili plant saga, that spoke volumes to me. Yeah.
Yes. Well, at the moment, I'm trying to manifest winning a car. Not that I want the car, not that I need a car, but I entered for 3 win a car competitions.
It's like Bruce's football pool. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't send your football pool to me because I haven't won a car yet.
What about numbers for the lottery?
Oh, no, I'm not good at that. I tried.
Were you trying with a positive mindset?
Yes, I'm going to win, and then I write down my numbers, but I haven't won anything.
What are you learning from that?
Don't waste your money on stupid things.
that might be true, but it's also a bigger issue that there are certain things your mindset doesn't have control of.
Yes, exactly. Like the cars, I might be positive and manifesting this. I'm going to win this car, but I don't know.
It's interesting. Just a very silly point, not really, but interesting about the lottery. I used to talk about the lottery ages ago to students when I talked about thinking about the future. And
yes.
Of course, the lottery depends on us knowing what we don't know.
Yes.
And having confidence in what we don't know. But the real benefit for people buying lottery tickets is the thought of winning. The probability of winning is extremely low, but almost everybody gets involved in the thought of winning. So the secret to successful mindset thinking is buy one ticket and keep it for 6 months, every 6 months, but don't check it until the end of the 6 months. So you keep on thinking that you might win, and you're not spending very much on it.
Yes.
It doesn't really make... Buying 10 tickets doesn't affect your mindset, because the probability won't affect what you're thinking about.
Yes.
But your mindset could be really... Well, it's really dependent upon whether you have a ticket or not. I mean, there's
yes.
an old joke about what was it? This person, I can't say what country they came from now because it's you can't do that. But went up to God and said, "Look, I've been extremely good all my life, and why haven't you let me win the lottery?" And God said, "You've got to buy a ticket."
You can't win if you don't play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting mindset.
the question there I have for you, Bruce, is where does thinking in reality stop? And where does hoping begin? Because I had
think the answer to that is there's a very fuzzy interaction.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have a problem at the moment and you have a problem. The chap downstairs is doing building work. And so that's a nightmare, which I don't control. But I can, I'll shut up in a minute. The key issue is feedback loops.
Mm-hmm.
To not be too bogged down in realities, but to be able to feed the hope into the reality and the reality into the hope.
I think that the interface between reality and hoping is what we call wishful thinking, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, where we hope and wish for something, but
by some down, people,
deep down we know it's not going to work. Yeah.
Mind you.
Okay.
We can hope for sunny weather tomorrow, and you might find that you've got a pretty high probability of that being right.
Not in or France. Not. Not in France.
Anyway, I'm going to switch off my mic because you,
okay.
You don't want right. the noise.
Okay.
If you want sunny weather, we always have sunny weather. I'm hoping for rain. Send some of the rain this side.
It's raining as we speak up here, so I'll send a bucket. Nice. I'll email you a bucket full of it after this.
Yes. Evening. Okay. Deal. Okay. So I'm going to do a silly question. If negative thoughts were bugs, which ones would you squash first? If negative thoughts were bugs, which ones would you squash first? So Bruce, you mentioned mosquitoes.
I suppose the first one that comes to mind is the negative thought of feeling that I don't have very much energy when I get out of bed in the morning.
I think we all feel the same way.
Oh, well, that's reassuring. Very positive to know that. It's always good to know that you're not alone in your negative
yes.
thoughts.
Yes,
you can turn them all into something positive.
Yes.
Somehow. So, energy. I think energy is the thing that you seem to lose more of faster as you grow older.
Yes.
Except people who are drilling in the background.
It gives you energy.
I'm muting myself.
Okay, that's okay. Okay. Frank, if negative thoughts were bugs, which one would you squish first?
Why should the bug suffer if I'm thinking negatively?
It's a negative bug.
No, it's not. The bug has a right to life. So why should I kill it because I'm thinking negatively?
Maybe because the bug is annoying.
No. The bug does what it's doing best. It bugs me.
Yes.
but that's its raison d'etre. That's the reason why it's there. Now, what I'm trying to say is that even in negative thoughts are actually positive positive thoughts because life is a balance. It's a constant flow. And you yes. cannot be positive all the time, and you cannot always be negative. So the negativity yes. gives you the chance to replenish, to readjust, to recalibrate so that you can be positive. So it's just the flow of life. Yeah. So that's why the bug, if it wants to bug me, will be happy to do so because it'll survive the experience.
Okay. Okay. Rosie, did you think of an answer? If negative thoughts were bugs, which ones would you squish first?
I agree with Frank. If you have some negative situation, negative points, if you're thinking about all the time about these, it's not useful, right? And you need to discover what can you do different to the negative situation. I think so. For example, lately I am working really, really hard, and today is September 4th, and I was thinking about on the last July week. Oh my God. Next month I need to look for some way that I work only at my job, not take job to my home. And I am trying, because today is Thursday, and on Monday on Monday I worked when I got home. Unfortunately, I need to work when I got home. But for example, today I think so because I will have a course today.
Course.
Yes, and I hope so. And and when I finish here 5 p.m. I know that I will spend about one half or maybe 2 hours to get home. And today I don't want to work when I got home. I want to take a shower, stretch my body and relax my mind and rest, because on August I worked almost every days in August. I got home and work, got home and work, but not only because I didn't get, or I'm not oh my God, how can I say this? I have a friend. He's a teacher and he's so nice. And sometimes he Rosie, we must work only at school or only at board of education. You can't take job to our home. But sometimes it's impossible, no? Because this month, after my vacation, we win more project, win more schools to take care, and I am trying to do my job during the day, but sometimes I don't get, and but I am thinking about this because this is really, really serious. Because work, okay, and me and my Rosie friend, Rosie sister, Rosie. I don't know if you understand my situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frank and myself don't really have working hours. We work all the hours.
Yeah.
So we work from home, so we are always working.
So yes.
You have a choice.
Let me say this. I don't consider what I do as work.
Yes.
I am tired and I am exhausted because the job is so, yesterday I was in high school and the manager asked me help because two students fired and the teacher was in the class and these two students, teenagers, fight not only speaking, fight.
Physically, they physically fought.
And Oh my God. And he's the manager of this of her school, his school. And yesterday when I got there, Jose, please, you need to help me. You need observe, you need observe Selma's teacher's class. But I observed her class 2 weeks ago, and she needs help. But when he told me that two students fired physically and their parents went to school, and how come my daughter is machucada? I forgot the word. And the students went to the manager and they claim about Selma teacher. Selma doesn't teach us. She only stays sitting on the chair, and all the students fight. All the students. And how can I, Jose, help them? Oh my God! I am smiling, but I need to cry. But I will thinking about.
It's a difficult situation.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, I am talking about this.
No, it's okay. But Rosie, I have to stop you there. Frank, you have the last word.
I think we talked more about mindset indirectly than directly.
I think so too.
we didn't talk about mindset, but we revealed a lot about the mindset we are all in. And that is the more interesting part of this conversation. It's between the lines, not what we said. Janita, thank you for getting this on the road and on the show.
Thank you, Bruce, for joining. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Frank. We'll see you again next time.
Okay, take care.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
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 Have a great day.